24 minutes to 8. You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Right, so we continue with our Muharram focus. Maulana Yusuf Umar has penned another article, and it's 5 more lessons from the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. It's more focused at entrepreneurs, but these are lessons that are appropriate across the board. And I want to touch on one of them that Maulana has mentioned here. It's entitled, Who to Employ. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was at the watering hole in Midian, he assisted two ladies. He later married one of these ladies and was employed by her father. It is mentioned that the lady's father was Shuaib alayhi salam. When the topic of employment was discussed, one of the daughters told their father regarding Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that he is qawi and ameen, that hire him because he is strong and trustworthy. Now, this is obviously something that was relevant. That's why it's mentioned in the Quran. So, what's the lesson? Two qualities we use to describe Musa alayhi salam when the question of employment came up. Strong and trustworthy. And the scholars explain that when you're looking to employ someone, you should look out for these two qualities. Strong, meaning skilled. He has the necessary skill. It doesn't only have to be physical strength. Sometimes it's mental strength. Sometimes it's emotional strength, intelligence, strong intelligence. You need to have the necessary skills for the job. And the other is ameen. You need to be trustworthy, because if you have the skills but you cannot be trusted, you would create havoc. You would serve your own interests and not the interests of the employer, or not the interests of the company, or not the interests of the organization. So something similar was uttered by Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Generally, you should not ask for position. That's the general rule. But in circumstances where you know that you are the best candidate for the job, and that if you do not take it up, there may be harm that comes as a result. And that must be a very honest kind of conclusion that you come on. Not a conclusion that's driven by your nafs or ego. Kind of self-justification that, no, I'm the best guy. That's right. Anyway, when Yusuf alayhi salam put himself forward for the job of finance minister, he said, Inni hafidun alim. I'm trustworthy and I have the skills. I'm knowledgeable. Perhaps, Allahu alam, he mentioned trustworthy first, because when it comes to matters of money, finance, trustworthiness is perhaps a little bit more important than the skill also. Whereas when it came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it was more physical labor that was required. But nonetheless, these are the two things. When you look at people to fill a particular position, even when it's voting, and you have to vote for someone, be it a politician, be it somebody within your organization, within your institution, it's two things. You need to see that the person has the skill, and you need to see that the person is trustworthy. Those are two essentials. And those are both things that you really need to keep in mind. That, okay, let's see, is this person skilled? Does he have the necessary qualification? He may have qualifications to do other things. A person who's a doctor doesn't necessarily mean he can do every job, or he can fill every position. A person who is a scholar doesn't necessarily mean he can do everything, or he can fill any position. So you must have the relevant skills, number one, and number two, trustworthiness is essential. And we see today all this havoc, even in political circles, cater deployment and nepotism. People who don't have skill are put there, or people who have general skills but not that specific skill that is required, they are put in that position, and people who are not trustworthy are put in that position, and that leads to a lot of destruction. It leads to a lot of difficulty, a lot of hardship for people, and sometimes to kind of reverse that and to change that, it takes decades. It takes a very, very long time. So I would encourage you, go to the website, read the article by Maulana Yusuf Umar. The first article was 5 entrepreneurial lessons from the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. That was put up a few days ago. Now Maulana has put up a follow-up article, another 5 lessons, so 10 lessons in total. That, together with the podcast of what we have been discussing, in as far as our Muharram focus is concerned, lessons from the life of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, should give us some insight into how to draw from the most mentioned and the most referred to prophet in the Quran al-Kareem, and then how to how to internalize those lessons. They are still as relevant today as they were in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam.